بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله Tonight is the 28th of September in the year 2020 Alhamdulillah I spent most of the session last night mentioning some of the awesome virtues of earning a lawful income. And one thing I should have mentioned, I'll mention it now, is that in the previous dispensations, they had a Sabbath. And the Sabbath, we believe, was always Friday. But they changed it to Saturday and Sunday. But their Sabbath, they believe that you cannot work. It is forbidden to work on the Sabbath. And even to this day, the Orthodox Christians and Jews believe this to be the case. But our Sabbath, i.e. Friday, we are encouraged to work. So the proof is the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the day of Jummah, when the call, the azan is made to Jummah, hasten to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i.e. leave your work. So before the azan, the Quran is indicating you can work Friday morning. But then it says, and after you fulfill your duties, seek the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So note, the Quran is mentioning that, yes, we have the blessed day of Friday, the holy day, but our understanding is that it's a day of worship, but the Quran testifies that you can work. Because some people believe that working on the day of Friday is frowned upon, but that is not correct. So note again, this is important, I should have mentioned that yesterday. So obviously, following on from wealth, as is well known, zakat is a pillar of our glorious deen, and it is obligatory to pay every lunar year. So why is that important? The zakat becomes farad every lunar year, not solar year. If you go by the solar year, you're delaying by 10 days, and you're sinful, i.e. by delaying it 10 days. So if you pick an Islamic date, usually the Muslims pick Ramadan, because Ramadan goes back 10 days, the first of Ramadan, or the blessed days of Zulhijjah, the first of Zulhijjah. And you pay zakat on that Islamic date, absolutely fine. So let's look at a few reports. In Tabarani, in his Kabir, number 13561 or 12-324, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, he who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is compulsory for him to pay zakat on his wealth. He who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is compulsory for him to pay zakat on his wealth. So what can we take from this blessed report? Namely, if one does not pay his zakat, then does he really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Messenger? Think about that. Look at the wording. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Messenger, it is compulsory to pay the zakat. So the response is, if you don't pay the zakat, you can actually say, well, it's as good as you showing you don't really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Messenger. So note the importance of this glorious pillar of Islam. In a more explicit report, our beloved Messenger had said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Ahmad in his Musnad, volume 6, page 236, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made four things obligatory in Islam. The person who performs three out of them, they will not bring him any benefit until he performs all four. Salah, zakah, fasting in Ramadan, and pilgrimage to the house. So look how clearly the Prophet mentioned this. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Four things are obligatory in Islam in terms of deeds. Then he said, as if he was saying, I now warn all of you that if you do three out of the four, they become redundant. Allah Ta'ala will not accept three out of the four, no matter what combination you use. And the four things are Salah, Zakat, fasting in Ramadan and Hajj, or pilgrimage to the house. So think about that. If somebody goes, I'm solid in my Salat, I give my Zakat annually, I never miss the fast of Ramadan, and but Hajj, he doesn't treat it with any importance. Then the danger is the other three pillars may have collapsed. Another person, very strong in his Salat, in his fasting in the month of Ramadan, does Hajj, but Zakat, the other three pillars fall. This is what the Prophet is warning you about. And that's why the Quran says, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Establish the Salat. And part of establishing the Salat is paying your Zakat. People don't get that. Because what's Zakat that I do with my Salat? And you respond by saying, if you don't pay your Zakat, your Salat's finished. Who said that? It's not a fatwa. Rasulullah said it. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Thus note how all the pillars are inexplicably interwoven together. You can't separate them. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, radiyallahu, we have been ordered to offer Salat and give the Zakat. Thus the Salat of the one who does not give Zakat is not accepted. Subhanallah. We have been ordered to offer Salat and give the Zakat. Thus the Salat of the one who does not give Zakat is not accepted. This is in Tabarani in his Kabir, number 10,095 or 10-103. Half his munziri in his targheeb with a sahih channel transmission. So think about that. You may have done everything correct with regards to your salat, all the farads, wajibat, sunnah, even mustahabs, khushu's in place, you're praying like an awliya. Not one is accepted because you haven't prayed your zakat. Who said that? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. Meaning you missed out an integral of the salat, let alone the priceless deed of Salat. In another wording, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, the one who offers Salah but does not give his Zakat is then not a Muslim whose deeds will benefit him. Astaghfirullah. The one who offers Salah but does not give his Zakat is then not a Muslim whose deeds will benefit him. Recorded by Asbahani and Az-Zawajir, volume 1, page 280, meaning none of your deeds are accepted. Imagine you've ticked all the boxes, even jihad, you haven't paid zakat, Allah Ta'ala was nothing accepted. Ibn Mas'ud said there's a danger, you're not even a Muslim, because you haven't paid zakat. Now why is it so important? Because zakat isn't like salat. Salat, it's a daily reminder. People understand its importance, because five times a day, you're always reminded, Azan's calling you. But zakat is a deed you do once a year. But despite the fact it's once a year, how important is it? This is what Shaitan plays and goes, oh yeah, I'll pay it. He's thinking, it's just, what if it was that important, why am I only paying it once a year? It doesn't matter. That one deed, one day, if you don't give it, you're in deep trouble. Our beloved messenger further stated, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the completion of your Islam is that you pay zakat and your wealth. The completion of your Islam is that you pay zakat and your wealth. This is in Targheeb 1-301, number 12, in the chapter on sadaqah. Meaning that the salat is Islam is not complete without zakat. So all of these are hadiths. The Quran also gives a priceless blessing of zakat. It's mentioned in the Quran. The priceless divine mercy descends upon those who pay their zakat. Why? In Surah Al-A'raf, Surah 7, verse 156, Allah the Almighty and Glorious says, أَوْذِ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَسِعَتْ قُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And my mercy encompasses all things. فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ. So I shall soon decree favors for those who have taqwa and pay their zakat. Is mentioned in the Quran. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? My mercy encompasses all things. People stop there. You haven't completed the verse, brother. Why you stop there for? Yes, His mercy encompasses. But then what does He say straight after that, subhanahu wa ta'ala? I shall decree favors for those yattaqoon wa yu'toon az-zakah, those who have taqwa and pay their zakah. Meaning that my special divine blessings descend upon these people who have taqwa and pay their zakat. What's zakat? Look how strange. Salat is not mentioned. And there's actually a report where Ibn Mas'ud said, if a person prays salat and does not give his zakat, he's a munafiq. And the reason, they asked him, why do you say they are hypocrites? He goes, because zakat is hidden. That's why they're not paying it. And the proof of that, go to the Muslim lands. You go to the Muslim lands, people are praying five times a day. Why are they praying? And the reason is because if we don't, we'll stick out. We'll be like the black sheep in the community. It's a cultural thing. They made it into a cultural thing. You take a Maada environment, put him in England, khalas. Khalas gonna win. Nobody's bothered now, nobody's checking up. So is there salat salat? Or is there a joke? Zakat. If they're treating salat like that, zakat is like that. You know, you think this is a big joke now, astaghfirullah. So note the very pillars of the deen. You know, forget about bayans, right? The pillars of the deen have been dismantled. So you're talking about khilafat. You know, what cracks me up is, you know, the basics are in place. Oh, brother, zakat, everybody knows that. Does everybody know it? You know, if you do a survey, and I guarantee it, you'll be shocked at how few people pay their zakat. There's one statistic, it goes 5%. 5%? So 95%, according to the reports, are they Muslims? They got dhabis, turbans, whatever. Maybe even give bayah to a sheikh. Imagine, innit? What's all that about, brother? What's this big joke? Have you paid your zakat? Right? Why? Because nobody knows. Everybody thinks I'm a special person. So zakat, make sure you don't mess about with the zakat. And you pay it. Right? You know, you give it. And don't forget, it's the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other thing about zakat, which is important to point out, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fortify your wealth with zakat. Hassin. When you, the word hassin, like a fortress, you know, you get a fortress in the good old days. What does that mean? It means that nobody can now attack that city. There's a fortress around it. That's the word the Prophet used for your wealth. He goes, you fortify your wealth with zakat, meaning when you give it, you're actually protecting your wealth. In another report, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, zakat fortifies and the evil is removed from it. So there's something in wealth which will destroy you. Allah Ta'ala takes away that evil element when you pay your zakat. So really when you're giving zakat, it's a fard. We all know that. But why is it a fard? Allah Ta'ala knows you need this, like you need air and water. And what's one of the signs of the hour? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Imam Ahmad's Musnad, zakat will be treated like a fine. And people even blurt it out. You know, when they're paying zakat, which way? Have you ever heard this? Subhanallah, it's time to pay zakat. Normal reaction, oh, it's come down a bit quick, isn't it? What's come down a bit quick, brother? Right? And he goes, what? Oh, we'll pay zakat. And he's talking as if it's like a bill. You know, you get electricity bill. Oh my God, I better check meter on this one. And that's a sign of Qiyamah. The Prophet said, Allah, zakat will be treated like a fine. And in Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the Bedouins, they would give their sadaqah to Rasulullah with a heavy heart. Allah Ta'ala knows. He goes, look, they're giving it, but they don't want to give it. Meaning that you have to get into a mindset where you gladly give it. Are we in that mindset? Imagine somebody goes, how much is zakat, brother? Especially if they're wealthy, you see them, they start choking. Right? Right? He goes, brother, is it a lot? Yeah, five figures, yeah. And he goes, and then you say, how do you give it? Be honest, you give it, you know, happily in that. And Iba said to you, of course I do, brother. Give me great pleasure, right? You can say it to me, brother. But when you actually signed that check or you gave it, Allah Ta'ala knows what's going through your heart. And which one hand and can say, Allahu Akbar, Ya Allah, I'm very happy you asked me for 1/40th of my wealth. Here it is. And how do you get that mindset? By understanding the deed. Everybody goes, five pillars. Well, five pillars, everybody knows about that, right? But why are they the pillars? Why are they the pillars of our deen? Without them, the whole deen collapses. So now, two common questions with regards to zakat. So this is a question, and how many times have people asked me this? I have not received a loan which I gave to another. Do I still need to pay zakat on it? How many times people ask me that question, right? And then I said to him, which fiqh do you follow? Because I don't follow any fiqh. I don't know, brother. It is related in Dur-i-Mukhtar, Radd-ul-Mukhtar, in the chapter on Zakat, volume 3, page 218. If the person who needs to pay back a debt goes missing, or denies that he owes money, And one also does not have witnesses. In short, if there remains no hope of receiving back the debt, it is not wajib upon one to give zakat. Fortunately, if the debt is then paid, then the zakat of the previous years will not be obligatory in this case. Subhanallah. So this is the Hanafi fiqh. So what do the Hanafi state? That you've given some money to somebody, let's say it's a large amount, and a year passes, you're thinking, I haven't been paid back. Do I need to pay zakat on it? If he goes missing, you don't need to pay zakat on it. Where's he gone? He's jumped ship. Or he denies that he owes money, and there's no witnesses. No zakat. And then the authority state, if then the debt is paid, you still don't need to pay zakat on the years. Now, why is that fascinating? Because this is the virtue of giving money. You know, when you loan, give person, people money, that's a blessed deed. Allah Ta'ala honors that person. So this is again something very important to have in your memory banks. It is very important to note here that this is with regards to the one who has lost hope in ever receiving his money back, but then unexpectedly receives it. You understand? You've lost hope. So if you think, no, he's still here, he's going to give him, then you better pay zakat. Right? If you've lost hope, basically, it's a bad, you've written it off. At that point, there's no zakat in that. And even if he then suddenly emerges like Khidr alayhi salam, right? Then there's still no zakat in those years because you gave it to him, with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A second question people ask. What if one pays his zakat, but then later finds out that the recipient was not entitled? Does one then need to pay zakat again? How common is that? Especially when you send money back home. They send you that letter. I ain't got a roof over my head. I'm your cousin. I don't know where my next meal's coming from. Next minute, I'll send zakat. Another letter comes. Why did you send me money? He's living the life of Riley. Astaghfirullah. Then you think, do I need to pay zakat again? So it's mentioned in Al-Fatawa Al-Hindiya in the chapter on zakat, volume 1, page 190. If a person pays zakat after predominantly presuming that the payee is deserving, but it is then discovered afterwards that the payee was wealthy or one to whom zakat is forbidden, then the zakat will still be regarded as paid. Subhanallah. But you don't just give it. If you genuinely think, Ya Allah, I think he's genuine, and you give the zakat, then somebody tells you, look, you've been duped. You don't need to pay your zakat again. Why? Because you genuinely thought he was entitled to zakat. This is the mercy of our deen. And when you go around, what do people say? Oh, you should have made investigations. Now you're going to give zakat again. And then you go in there giving fatwa. Mufti sahab, every corner, every masjid. Astaghfirullah. It's mentioned. As long as you've tried, if the guy's doing you over, he's done himself over. I've paid my zakat. And in actual fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that if you pay the zakat to my client and he misappropriates it, your zakat is valid. Meaning that if you give it to an organization who takes zakat and they are dabbling in it, your zakat is still valid. As long as you thought, I thought it was an established organization. If they're dabbling in it, you've paid your zakat. Now, why is that important to highlight? There's no need for logic. Logic says the money hasn't got to the poor. You understand? So the logic says you need to send some more money. That's logic. And what did I tell you yesterday about logic? Like, logic has a very low place in the deen. We don't turn to logic when there's text. And yet people elevate it like the Mu'tazila. Sorry brother, there's people dying out there and you're the one who's caused it. And they'll start using that tearjerker on your next minute. I've got to sign another check. Right? And then you find out he's done you over. How many times am I going to say, I'm eligible for zakat now. Astaghfirullah. Who's going to give me zakat? Right? Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that when zakat mixes with wealth, it destroys it. When zakat mixes with wealth, it destroys it. Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi, that's in Tabarani, he said he has two meanings, this hadith. One meaning is, if you don't pay zakat, it will destroy your wealth. The other meaning is, somebody who's not entitled to it takes it, it will destroy him. So those fruitcakes who are doing, they're playing this game, who are they actually trying to deceive? The one who can't be deceived. So imagine, yeah, you've sent your money, they've done you over. And I've heard, you know, you've probably heard yourself, when they get collect their zakat, they don't even keep quiet. They'll go around people who are earning a lawful earning, because I've got your year's wages for nothing. Because look, you work for a year, but I've got it. And they're taunting the poor. Who are they now taunting? And then next minute, what happens? What do you notice? Tofan comes. How interesting. If you look at certain parts of the Muslim world, typhoons. Typhoon season. Oh, why is there putting typhoon season? You go, what? They all at it. Ask him. Send zakat. I don't know, brother. I'm sending it. But I heard he's driving a Merc. Right? And he goes, next minute, typhoon comes. He's driving Merc in the sky. Astaghfirullah. Everything, people die. And what's causing it? Zakat is mixing it with those who don't deserve it. Zakat is a purification. The word zakat means to purify. Who's being purified here? Astaghfirullah. So note, you've got to sort your zakat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned in Tabarani in his Kabir 1-233, number 637. The person who takes the wealth of the other person unlawfully will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment in the state of leprosy. Astaghfirullah. The person who takes the wealth of the other person unlawfully will then meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment in the state of leprosy, meaning you're going to be in a state of humiliation in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you were ripping people off. But zakat, for God's sake, why are you taking zakat for? You're not even entitled to it. Now, then everybody goes, well, who's entitled to zakat? The one who doesn't pay zakat. You don't have to go to a mufti. Brother, you pay zakat? No, you're entitled to it. That's how simple it is. People go, no, you weigh and you weigh. Wait, what am I weighing, brother? You know, am I need to get scales out? You know, what am I weighing? You pay zakat, no? Then you're entitled to zakat. Simple as that. But if you're in doubt, then go and ask the scholars. It is also important that you strive to make sure that the money gets to the right hands. You don't just give it. I'm not accountable anyway. You start throwing your money left, right, and say, no, you obviously, you do what you need to do. And when you're happy, you send the money, class. Matters done and dusted. Is all over. Zakat al-Fitr is also obligatory to pay once a year after the month of Ramadan. And what's interesting is mentioned in the Quran. In Ibn Khuzaymah, in his Sahih 4-90, number 397, Hafiz Dimyati, in his Al-Majjad, number 739. Our beloved messenger recited this verse, these two verses. Surah Al-A'la, Surah 87, verse 14 to 15. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَقَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Successful is the one who gives his zakat, who offers salat and remembers the name of his Lord. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Successful is the one who gives his zakat, who offers salat and remembers the name of his Lord. The Prophet explained, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was revealed regarding Zakatul Fitr. Now this surah we should know, but unfortunately people aren't learning what they need to learn. Surah A'la, children know it. If I was doing a little survey now, I guarantee, oh brother, I heard it but I haven't learnt it. The Prophet loved this surah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet loved this surah. Where's the ashiks? Every ashik goes, did he love it? I'm going to do it. I love the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why did he love this surah? Because it's the previous scriptures are mentioned. But in these two verses, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? You are successful. You need to do three things to be successful. Zakat al-Fitr, Salat, and remember your Lord. Now what's interesting? What's mentioned first? Zakat or Salat? Zakat. Note that Zakat al-Fitr is mentioned before the Eid prayer. Our beloved messenger himself said, thus, he distributes the fitrah before he goes to the masjid on the day of Eid al-Fitr. This is in Ibn Mardawi. That's why zakat after the prayer, batil. People say, oh, I prayed, can I give my zakat? The Prophet goes, I just sadaqah da. You're in trouble, basically. From farad, it's become, just nafil now. And people think, well, at least I prayed it. And the response is, you fruitcake, Allah Ta'ala has told you in the Quran, zakat comes first. You've done salat first. Then he goes, I've read Quran from A to Z. Have you? Which A to Z have you got, right? Allah Ta'ala says clearly zakat. You have to give it before the prayer. Why? Because the poor, they need to be happy on that day. No pretending it 3 days later. You know, on the 4th of Shawwal, they get their money, their khajur. 3 days of Abri Stabi, now Eid's finished. Gonna be khajur. Astaghfirullah. The whole point is that the poor on the day of Eid have something to eat. The purpose of this zakat, why do we give zakat al-fitr? We don't need to know. But the Prophet himself explains that Allah in Abu Dawud number 1609 in the chapter on zakat, sadaqatul fitr is for purifying the fast from useless and immodest talk and for feeding the poor. Sadaqatul fitr is for purifying the fast from useless and immodest talk and for feeding the poor. Meaning, and isn't that true? Look how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. If when the month of Ramadan goes, what goes to your heart? I didn't do my fasting properly. I didn't control my eyes. I didn't control my hearing. So Allah Ta'ala knows you better than yourself. So he goes, give zakat. And he will purify all those errors. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what do people do when you tell them zakat? Because there's two zakats now. He goes, you told me there's one. I go, brother, don't have a heart attack, right? Just give your zakat. And he goes, what the? And then they start arguing with you. He said, brother, Allah Ta'ala doesn't need your zakat. You need it. Because in Ramadan, were you all Ya'ikram? And everybody goes, yeah, first, you know, it's the... And he goes, so did you really look at haram in Ramadan? Brother, come on. We're living in 2020, right? And he goes, okay, then what about your hearing? Left, right, and center, brother. What, you need to purify your fast? Allah Ta'ala has given you sadaqat al-fitr. And then what did he say? For feeding the poor. But notice yourself first. Don't think you're giving anything to the poor. What's the virtue of this zakat? In Tabari in his Tafsir number 36,992 or 12-547, Abu al-Aliya recited the verses which I've recited. He then said, the people of Al-Madinah would not consider any sadaqah to be superior to sadaqat al-fitr and serving water. Subhanallah. So what did this man from the Salaf say, Abu al-Aliya, Taba Tabi'in? He goes, the Ahlul Madinah, the Tabi'in of Al-Madinah, who's the Tabi'in, if you imagine, Sayyid ibn al-Musayyib, they considered the greatest sadaqah to be sadaqat al-fitr. Because no sadaqah can beat it. And water. Giving water. Now think about that. Do we think it's that big? A person, you know, you give anything, how much do I need to give, brother? Because for each family member, probably about £5. No problem, there you go. The way he's giving it, it's like, what? Brother, you know how great this need is? You're not a £10 here, another £10 here, right? No, you don't understand, brother. You keep chucking those tenors down. The way you're doing it shows you don't understand how great the need is. This is the greatest sadaqah. Then you go, oh, brother, I gave 50,000 for... Brother, stop doing riyana, right? He goes, you know, that is not as great as this sadaqah. Who told you that? The people of Al-Madinah. Meaning this is something else. Allah Ta'ala has made it wajib. How can a sunnah equate to a wajib or a fard? Have you lost the plot? So note again, we don't even know about zakat. Astaghfirullah, we're giving it. One brother came to me and he goes, who needs to pay zakat al-fitr? So I thought, well, you know, you. And he goes, you're the head of the household, yeah. And he goes, do I have to pay for my wife and my kids? And he goes, well, yeah. And he goes, don't they need to pay? And I asked him. And I'm thinking, well, you're not paying, you know, 50 grand for it. It's just £5 each. And you were trying to wiggle out of it, thinking, oh, what they pay, what they pay. He goes, well, the head of the household pays. As long as you don't twist their arm and they give it, then no problem. And then you go, why are they even asking those questions? Once you realize the virtue, you actually start thinking, ya Allah, just for this, this is the greatest sadaqah. £5 is the greatest sadaqah. You know, your mind just starts going crazy. Thinking, ya, I better give a little bit more, just I don't feel I'm doing the right thing. Astaghfirullah. Clarifying further, another virtue. Hafiz Sarakhshi rahmatullah alayh in his Al-Mabsut in the chapter on Zakat, volume 2, page 114. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, he said, there are three virtues in giving sadaqat al-fitr. Three virtues. The first is the fasts are accepted. Allah Ta'ala accepts your fard fasts. The second, easiness during the agonies of death. Allahu Akbar. Bole bali musulman. Somebody goes, what? Right? Anybody told you that? What's zakat al-fitr? It makes the death pangs easy. You're thinking, subhanAllah. There's a third thing. The third is salvation from the punishment of the grave. You're successful. I read this report, eh? There you go, brother. And what do people go? Straight to traffic. Should I give raisins? Should I give dates? The guy wants to know the virtues, brother. Can I give money? If I send it abroad? Is that what the Prophet did? The Prophet talked about the virtues. And then after you hear the virtues, you go, brother, I don't care what it is. What do I need to do? Because you're telling me what? All my farad fasts are accepted. Secondly, easiness, agonies of death. Thirdly, salvation from the fire. Who said this? Abdullah ibn Umar. Would Abdullah ibn Umar speak from his own opinion like us? So note, we should be so grateful that Allah has given us these zakats. He's doing it for your benefit. But unfortunately, we don't realize. And just very quickly, the Hanafis, they say you can pay zakat al-fitr any time during Ramadan. The Hanbalis, I've got to pay it within the last 3 days. That's the earliest. I don't know about the Shafis, Malikis. Right? So, but that's the dry stuff. You can ask the scholars about that. Right? But when you're giving it, give it with a happy heart. Alhamdulillah. Imagine you finish the month of Ramadan and you're thinking, Allah Ta'ala wants to give you a crown at the end of it. That's the way to look at it. And look how little He's made it. If He had said, for example, again, 1/40th again, second zakat, would you be grumbling after hearing this? But He knows that you love wealth. Allah knows, we come out with I'm like Uthman radiallahu anhu, mashallah, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. The love of insan for wealth is violent. Allah Ta'ala calls it khair here, which is interesting. Allah Ta'ala calls wealth khair because it's not evil. Wealth is good. Look how the Sahaba use their wealth. It's a good thing as long as you know what you're doing with it. But Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. Verily, the love of the wealth is violent. Meaning there's something ingrained that you naturally attach to it. So that's why Allah Ta'ala gives you zakat to purify that. You step out, you think, hang on a minute, time to give zakat. Or you give it happily. One of the scholars, Bolana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he would give 25% of his wealth in zakat every year. And one of the people asked him, he goes, I thought zakat was 2.5%. He thought he got the decimal place wrong. And the sheikh goes, yes, it is. That's what he said to him. In other words, he thought, and why? Because he's thinking, you're only asking for 1/40th, Ya Allah. I want to give a quarter. Right? And he used to give a quarter. Not that he made it farad, a'udhu billah. He just wanted in his heart to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what do? Calculate to the last decimal point. You know, it's around you up to the nearest fiver. Because I feel good if I do that. Round you up to the nearest fiver. What do you round up nearest tenner? Oh, brother. What it is, you build the kuminade, right? Astaghfirullah. So note, zakat, this is why it's one of the great pillars of Islam. And we should all know that Abu Bakr Siddiq went to war with those who didn't pay zakat, even though they called themselves Muslims. You can only really do war against the people if they've done a cardinal breach. Umar radiallahu anhu said, how can you fight a people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, offer the salat? And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, Allah ta'ala has not separated salat and zakat. It will not happen during my khalifat. And Umar goes, I realized that Allah has opened his heart to the truth. And he fought those who didn't pay zakat, and they started giving it again. Right? Think about that. Their blood is lawful to be spilt in an Islamic state if they refuse to pay zakat. Look how important this matter is. And how great is zakat? The Prophet said in Tabarani that if all the Muslims paid their zakat, nobody would suffer. Everybody would have something to eat, drink, and to wear. So when people are dying the world over, it's because of our neglect as Muslims to pay zakat. We don't blame the non-Muslims. It's easy to blame them for everything, isn't it? It's your fault, John. Or is it my fault, right? People are dying in this world because you're a miser. Nothing to do with it. The Prophet said the Muslims. If every Muslim, meaning people are dying because of the neglect of the Muslims. And there's some people who are blessed with an extraordinary amount of wealth. If they don't pay the zakat, imagine the destruction that will cause. Astaghfirullah. So all I mentioned today was basically about the glorious deed of zakat. And alhamdulillah, the Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this glorious deed. Are there any questions you'd like to ask?
سبحان ربي حمدي سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك واتوب الى الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والاصل الانسان لفي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات والواصل بالحق